I think the Olam will learn Maseches Sanhedrin this year. Many of them will discuss something that's related to Maseches Sanhedrin. It happens to be the sixth parasha. Hashem tells Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, requests for someone, Ish al Ha'ida, Asher Yitzei Lefneihem, Asher Yavo Lefneihem, Asher Yotzei, Asher Yavim. He wants a Vosya Atas Hashem Katzon Asher Yalein Moreh. He wants a leader of Klal Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, take Yoshua ben Nun, Ish Asher Ruach Bo V'samachta Sedcholav. Sounds like he means put your hands on his head. Then there are a few more psukim. Put him, bring him in front of Elazar. V'tziv Yisrael Enehem. V'nasameh Edcholav. Talks about asking the Urim Etumim. And the pasuk says, at the end, Vayikach, Le'as Moshe, Kasher Siv Hashem Oso, Vayikach, Es Yoshua, Vayamideh, Fnei Elazar, Kwein Lekal Edo, Vayismoch, Es Edo, Vala, Vayitzaveyu, Kasher Diber Hashem Biad Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu is putting his hands on Yeshua's head for some purpose over here. And this has something to do with Yeshua's appointment, the psukim say. What's the purpose of... So read this psukim. You wouldn't necessarily think that anything here has anything to do with what we call smicha, because Yeshua here is being appointed as a melech. That's what it sounds like, or the leader of Klal Yisrael. He's appointed leader of Klal Yisrael, and somehow, in that process, Moshe is putting his hands on his head. If you look at the Chizkuni, look at the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, "Samachtas yadcha lahar oses Yisrael shehu bimkomova alav samach." It's a demonstration. That to show Klal Yisrael that this is, that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, am relying on the Yeshua. He is my legitimately appointed successor. So the way you demonstrate that is putting his hands on his head. He's the new leader of Klal Yisrael. He's Bimkomo. Chizkuni writes, interesting, Vayismoches Yadav, Kmo Smichas Karbon, Lahodia Kimer Tzono Nismane. It's to show that the minui of Yeshua as leader of Klal Yisrael was done by Ratzon. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't imposed on him. It wasn't that Kosh Baruch just pointed Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved. He's approving. This is Meir Tzono. It was interesting about how we seem to understand Smichas Karban. In this context, that Smichas Karban seems to be sort of a demonstration, in his mind, seems to be sort of a demonstration. This is my Karban. I put my hands up to show this is my Karban. That's what it sounds like. Then he goes on to say something very interesting, that he says that this is the source for the practice, common practice, that when people appoint people in leadership, they confer leadership by placing their hands on their head. He says, Mizel lamdu lemanos, he thinks the Gersh should be parnosim b'inyan zeh. He says, look what I, and just like the golem earlier in Parash Bamidbar, the Chizkuni says the minik that flags comes from the Diglei Midbar. So the minig in the olam learned from the Diglei Midbar. This is the first source of having a flag. And he writes explicitly that the minig olam to have flags to demonstrate a country, an area, whatever, that comes from the gol. So it's like the Chizkuni. So he says the same thing over here. This is a minig olam which comes from of appointments, which comes from the appointment of Yeshua ben. So the Chizkuni and the Ben Ezra are learning this smicha, at least in Pshuto Shel Mikra, this smicha was part of a demonstration of an appointment. You open the Rambam. Both in, I'm bringing the Mishnah Torah here, but the, for mitzvahs, but I'm passionate. In the back. The Rambam in Parak Dal of Hilchos Sanhedrin is talking about what everyone who learns Sanhedrin thinks when they hear the word smicha. Talk about smicha l'dayonus. The point of making someone a dayon who can judge, sit on a bezdin. Says the Ram in Parak Dal Vilchos Sanhedrin, Echad Bezin Agadol Osan Hedri Ketana O Bezin Shel Shlosha Tzrichim Shiyah Kol Echad Im Samuch Bi Samuch Umosh Rabbeinu Samach Yoshua Biyad Shinemar Vayismoch Es Yodav Olav Vayetzaveyu. And then we'll keep reading B'Nai shortly. This first thing Ram quotes as a source, a precedent for this concept of a smicha, for it to be a sit on a Bezdin, is Vayismoch Es Yodav Olav Vayetzaveyu. Chiddush. That somehow this smicha of Yeshua was for the purpose of, or at least included in it, the purpose of appointing Yeshua giving the Yeshua ability to sit on a bezdin. That's what Rambam says. The Rambam Perashim Mishnayis Sanhedrin says it as well. he's commenting on Chiddush Be'erush Mishnayos because the Mishnah, which says that Smicha Zakenim is B'shlosha, so Rashi learns like much better in the Gemara that Smicha Zakenim there means the Smichas Parhel Mdor Shel Tzibor, that the Bezin is Somech, but the Rambam, this is a Be'erush Mishnayos too, but the Rambam in the Be'erush Mishnayos at least, this doesn't have, learns that Smicha Zakenim is the Smicha of appointing Zakenim, not the smicha done by the Zakenim, but the smicha done to the Zakenim, the smicha of the Zakenim, the appointment of the Zakenim, to be royal to on the Bezdin. And the Ram says, Ram is Ludava, Rayismocha, Sidavalavai, Tzavai. Ram says, Perishim Shas. Where did the Ram get this from? Where do you see this? And Psukim's the truth is, the Gemara implies it. Sounds like from the Gemara. It's not fairish in the Gemara because it questions whether that's the Maskana. But presumably that's where Ram is getting it from. Gemara and Sanhedrin, Dafi Gimel and Beis, says like this. Gemara says, Tana, Smicha, Smicha, Zakenim, B'Shloisha. Smicha, number one, and Smicha, Zakenim, B'Shloisha. My Smicha, my Smicha, Zakenim, what are these two different things? What's the, one of them, we know what it is. One of them what are the two different things? Says the Gemara, B'Yer Chanan, Mismach, Savi. The Smicha of Zakenim, making someone a samuch, what we call a samuch. Again, someone who can sit on a Sanhedrin, sit in a Bezdin, for a certain dinim. Ombalei Rabbi Lev Yosef. Mismach Savi B'Shloisha Minola. Now, there are two girsas here. Just say the question is Mismach Savi Minola. How do we know it's a concept of a Smicha? Some Misham Mismach Savi B'Shloisha, I know there's three. But we'll see the Shaka of Tyre, it's relevant. Ilema Midich Seva Yismoch Az Yadav Alav. This parasha, Yochi Tiski Bechad, then there shouldn't be a Dinyan Shloisha. Then one should be enough because Moshe did it by himself. Or at least it seems that way. Vechi Tema Moshe Makum Shivim Bechadkoi. Then we know elsewhere in Mesech Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of, sometimes had a din of Sanhedrin Agadol. Yochi Lbashim Bechad. Kasha. And the Sukkah. So the question is where you leave that. So the Gemara asking the question according to some Rishon, the Adarmav, the Gersa, the question was, what's the Makar? There is such a thing called Smicha. And the Gemara said, well, may Elaim, it's from Yeshua, then you won't get it to Smicha B'Shloisha. Kasha. So then the question becomes, so the Gemara ends up saying, so that's not really the Makar, that's something else. Or, no. Kasha means, yeah, but there's a way out of this. And Ba'atzim, like the Rashbam has a Bas from Rishonim, that there's a way out of this. And Ba'atzim, that Taka is the Makar for Smicha's Kaim. That's presumably the Rambam learned, that the Smicha, we may see other sources also, but that Smichas Zakenim is, what we call Smichas Zakenim is referred to in this parasha, Vayismochas of Lavayetzaveh. Oh. So the Yeshua is doing Smichas Zakenim. Moshe is doing to Yeshua Smichas Zakenim. But yeah, we'll try to get back to perhaps where else you see this, it might see in the parasha, and how in fact you might have seen this parasha has anything to do with Smichas Zakenim. But now, we'll take the Rambam's position here, based on the Gemara, that's what happened over here. So how did Moshe do Smicha? So Moshe Benu put his hands on Yeshua's head. Smochas Yadav Olav. So does that mean to say that there is a Smicha has to be done with hands on heads? So the Gemara goes on to say, Amalei of Acha Breda Rav of Ashi, B'yada Mamish Samchin Lei? So do you actually put your hand on his head? It's a safek, where Rashi learns the Gemara. It's a shayla. Do you have to be somech? Amalei, no. Samchalei b'shma, karilei rabbi yavlei v'shu slamei dine kenasos. No, it doesn't mean you put your hand on his head. It means you somech him, you appoint him by naming him, by giving him a certain title, karilei rabbi, and you give him v'shu slamei dine kenasos. Again, I don't want to get into that part of the Gemara right now. Not the nigrei of smicha. So Gemara says, Marla havmina, that you might have to do smicha biyad, which, according to the Rambam, makes a lot of sense, because the Gemara, if you really think that is the Makar, so it makes sense you should have to do Smicha B'yad. And the Gemara says, no, you don't have to. So the question is, but why Taka not? Meaning, if Yeshua was appointed through Smicha Yadayim Moshe Rabbeinu, if that is the source for Smicha, then we should derive from there the Smicha B'yad. If Smicha B'yad there was for some other reason, then maybe there's nothing to do with Smicha's Kenim at all. So what's going on here? So the Ramosha, in the first Tshuva, Choshe Mishpat, and there must be a story behind this, but Ramosh is responding to an article, which is, that's why it's odd, written by Rav Herzog. Sal, he's been Pertzak has come up this summer. Written by Pertzak in Ramosha quotes it from a paradise in Tafshin Gimel. I didn't look it up. Through the age I saw referenced that I found. He also quotes the article of Pertzak published in Sinai. It's maybe published more than once, a few years before that. Sometime, beginning of World War II, around World War II time, Pertzak published a Shtickel Torah, in which Pertzak claimed that there's a din l'chatchila midaraisa to smicha biyad. That's what the Torah says. That's the makor of smicha. It's not ma'akev, but that's the process of smicha, smicha biyadayim. It's not ma'akev. What the only thing that's ma'akev is, basically the whole process entirely is not ma'akev. What's ma'akev is just a hodah, an announcement. That's Karlei Rabbi. You're announcing this fellow is Roy Lodin Didei Knossos. So why don't we do it? Okay, so why don't we do it? It's not ma'akev, right? So why don't we do it? And he claims, at least the way Ramosha and Triyesh quote him, that it was nisbatel in the times of the Romans. That's what the Gemara goes on to talk about the whole story of Yehuda ben Bava, which we read in Tishbav, that Yehuda ben Bava was murdered by the Romans for giving smicha. And he says, at that time, or after that, and the reason why, the Herzog claims, why Yehuda ben Bava, why was it a problem? Why couldn't he have just done it privately? The answer is, why can't you just send them a letter? You're a samach. The answer is, no, because he had to have smicha biyad, so he had to have a commotion. It's a commotion, that's why he was afraid of getting caught, that's why he did get caught. So after that, they were mevatelt, because it's not ma'akev, they were mevatelt. That's the Herzog's position.
Why is it ma'akev?
That's a good question. So I didn't read the shtick of first. I don't know. It seems like where Moshe quotes him and presents him is that he thinks that the whole procedure as a smicha is essentially, Herzog's opinion, is essentially just a acknowledgement that this person is royal under the Knossos. So the procedure is a formality, but it's not makic. Moshe does not like this at all. Moshe, Barichus, Shriyesh doesn't like it either. Moshe very strongly doesn't like it. He says that it isn't true. He says it's not true that smicha is just an announcement. It's not just an acknowledgement. Smicha is a process, and that's why there were certain Amoraim who couldn't get smicha because it didn't work out to get smicha because there is a formal process of giving smicha, but it doesn't include, and the formal process is ma'akev, and smicha doesn't show gimel's ma'akev. So obviously there's a procedure of giving smicha, but yeah, so why is smicha siyad ma'akev? Teretz says because there never was such a din. You need smicha siyad. Smicha siyad is not part of smicha, period, end. And he says, read the Rambam. He thinks it's befeirish like that. The Rambam goes on to say, when he talks about the smicha after Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, "Ve'ein soimchem smicha zu." Sorry, ketzad right before that. Halacha base. Ketzad is smicha l'doros. Lo shiyismuchu yedeim al rosh hazaken. Lo shiyismuchu Moshe. Ella shekorin lo rabbi omla reta samach v'yesh l'choroshes l'adam fildi knasos. So Moshe says, you can't read this Rambam as saying this was the din post of Takonas Tanoim. And Rambam doesn't mention that. But the Midaraisa is supposed to do that. He says that's not what. First of all, then if it was a din l'chatchila Midaraisa, so once no longer, when the Xayah was gone, so why couldn't they have, they should have come back to doing it if it was possible. They've never appeared on Nasi. There was no Xayah, and they could have done it then. And second of all, the Rambam not have told you this, and the Rambam would have said, there's a din of Tibiyad, and the Akru Chazal, Gozru Chazal, something like that. And he says, it's Kemat Bal Tigra, he says, to for the Rambam Lushitoso, the Rambam says, he presented Din Dorarana, Din Doraisa, it's a bad thing to do. So he says, it's Lo Yitachin, the Rambam this way, and he thinks that the Gemara doesn't sound that way, and he thinks it's all wrong. And he has other attacks on what he's saying. Then the question is, so, very strange. You know, the Ram is quoting, this is a source for smicha, and it's smicha biyadayim, but we sort of just dispense with that. It is a source for smicha, but not the yad part. More than that, it's what's striking is that the Lashon Rambam is Rambam emphasizes that he did it biyad. The line I read before, Umoshe Rabbeinu, again, everyone needs to be a samach, Umoshe Rabbeinu samach Yehoshua biyad, shenemar v'smoch zavolava yitzaveyu. The Ram could say, "Moshe and Samach Yeshua, Hashem Arvesmoch Zavolav Yitzaveyu." If the Yad part was for some zaitika reason that wasn't relevant, why is he's emphasizing was biyad? So he's emphasizing biyad. Some reason that didn't biyad is not ladoros, but the process was a process of smicha, which was then done dafka biyad. That's what sounds like in the Rambam. So what's going on? So Moshe is the following chiddush. Moshe says, "One suggests that the initial he has one thing. If you look in the." Ram goes on, I should make this point. Now, we'll the Rambam asks another kasha, and then we'll go back to the Shemesh. The Rambam goes on to say like this. Rambam says the Moshe Rabbeinu was Samach Yoshua Biyad. And then he talks about more smicha. He says, V'chein, another source in Chumash for smicha, Hashivim Zikainim, Moshe Rabbeinu Smacham, V'sharas Aleim Shechina. Those Shivim Zikainim, what's he referring to? He's referring to Shivim Zikainim Parashas Ba'aloscha. And Sharas Aleim Shechina is a clear reference to Vayatzam and Aruach Asher Olav, Vayitain Hashivim Mishah Zikainim. That's clear what he's referring to. And we know the Gemara, the Mishnah, Daf Beis and Sanhedrin, brings from the Shivim, those Shivim Zakeim, the source of this concept of a Sanhedrin, a Gadol, and Shivim Ve'echad. I mean, those Shivim Zakeim weren't just coincidentally Shivim Zakeim, those were the initial, they were Sanhedrin Gadol, Sanhedrin Gadol. So V'osam Zakeim, the Ram says, V'chein Hashivim Zakeim, Moshe, V'smacham, V'shar Aslam, Shechina, Va'osam as kainim samchu la'achirim, va'achirim la'achirim, v'nimtzu as smuchim ish b'ish, abeis dino shal Yoshua, abeis dino shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So, how is Moshe Rabbeinu somech those kainim? So in the Rambam it's not so clear, not explicit, but it's interesting, again, he starts by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu somech Yeshua b'yad, v'chein Hashem z'kainim Moshe Rabbeinu smacham, doesn't say how. Next halacha, v'keitzi as smichu l'doros, lo shismuchu yidei marosh azakein. So, a little mash from the Rambam that smicha is also done b'yad, even though there doesn't say that explicitly in Torah at all, just v'yatzal men aruach. And the chinuch is more mash in the way. And the chinuch, in Parashat Shoftim, as Moshe points this out, the mitzvah tof daddy aleph, it's again, the lashon is a little stronger. He's paraphrasing the Rambam. He says, "Umosh Rabbeinu samach l'talmido Yoshua, kamo shekasva yismoch es yadav alav, ukimo kain samach shemazkeim shasav alav, etc." V'om namasmicha b'chol adoros lo aisabiyad kimo smicha shal Moshe ella, etc. So the strong implication is that the Shem's game also in this smichu biyad, even though that's not explicit in the pasuk and not black and white in the Rambam, but that's what strongly mashma the chinuch. Moshe thinks that the chinuch says that. Rambam thinks Rambam sounds it also. So what's that all about? So it seems like, says Ramesh, there was an Indian of Moshe and Dafka. Whenever he did smicha was biyad, that's the chinuch mashma, and in Ladoros the smicha ceased to be biyad. So I think that smicha is Moshe Rabbeinu. So says Ramesh, he thinks of pshat like this. He thinks the pshat is that the original smicha is smicha's biyad. Smicha is smicha biyad of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's smicha. Smicha is the koach of smicha comes from Yidei Moshe. Happens to you once Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer, any smicha has to connect back to smicha's Moshe Rabbeinu, biyadayim. Smicha's biyadayim was meaningful in the smicha Moshe Rabbeinu. Happens to be once Moshe Rabbeinu is not alive, you can't use Yidei Moshe anymore. So there's no Yeshua couldn't have done smicha b'dei Moshe because there was no Yidei Moshe anymore. There's every subsequent smicha is a hemshich of the original smicha, which connects back to the Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe says, so in a chinami. It's important to note that Yeshua did smicha biyad, and that's talking. But for some reason, maybe we'll try to explain a little more. He doesn't explain more, I don't think. But for some reason, that prat, since it has something specifically to do with the fact that it was Yidei Moshe, is not knowing Gedoros. I mean, maybe Thiru was knowing Gedoros, but it's not knowing Gedoros. Perhaps that's why. I make a few diyukim. This explains a few things. Lashon Rambam. Number one, so it was bothering me yesterday. I was asking, it was bothering me in the Rambam. Why is the Rambam even bringing smicha? Once he's going to talk about the Shivim Zakenim, the Shivim Zakenim preceded the smicha of Yeshua. And chronologically. So once the Rambam's going to mention, you want to know what's the source for smicha? So Shivim Zakenim. So why is he mentioning Yeshua at all? Like what's important about that? Why is he mentioned first, like as the Iker thing, but then still proceed to mention the Shivim Zakenim? And not because the Shivim Zakenim didn't have a koach to continue the smicha, because the Rambam writes explicitly, again, Osan Zakenim, Samchul Achayim, Bachayim, Lachayim, Benim Tua Smuchim, Ish, Bisha, Basin Yosha, etc. So it's clear that they had the same koach as smicha Yeshua did. So why is the Rambam start with Yeshua smicha? So the answer is because when you see in the psukim by Yeshua, I think the partial answer is because that's what, and maybe the Lashon of the Rambam Peshanai, that's where the Lashon of smicha comes from. But Zagufa is why we're calling it, because we find Yeshua did a smicha. Moshe, I'm saying, Moshe did a smicha. That's why we call it smicha. But, so Ram is getting this idea, Ram perish from Shana, says, Rem is a lover. Smicha's game is Rem's lover. Why is it called smicha? Because Moshe Rainu was so mech Yeshua. Fine, but Zagufa, why is, but that smicha was not significant, so what's the point? The answer is no. Because that's that, according to Moshe, is very good. Because that's exactly, the side of smicha is smicha's Moshe Yedayim, which is mavur in the psukim with when Moshe did to Yeshua. It's not mavur in the Shivim Zakenim. Now, why he mentions that, we'll talk about. But if you want to know where the soda smicha is explicit in Chumash, it's Vayismoch Moshe's Yad Avalav of Yeshua. Yeah?
You're basically saying that smicha's Yedayim is like Mashicha for Kohanim.
Sort of. Could be. Yeah, that's a good parallel. And I think also it's a shtickle meduyuk. This concept that smicha has to be viewed as a hemshich, as a continuum, not simply the halacha that someone has samach, who is a samach, also has authority to give smicha, but rather that the samach, being a samach itself, is being part of a continuum, is a meduyuk in Lashon Rambam also, because the Ram defines, how does he define? The Ram says, Echad Bezna Gadol, the Ram I read, O Sanedri Katana, O Bezna Shal Shlosha, Tzrichim Shekol Echad Mehem, Samach. I could have stopped there, but it doesn't stop there. Tzrichim Shekol Echad Mehem, Samach Mi Samach. That's his definition. Now, that's not the only place he mentions you need Samach Mi Samach, because in Lach Gimel, he tells you should know that you need three people to give Smicha, and one of them has to be a Samach. So he's going to tell you that the process of smicha requires a smicha from a samach. He's going to tell you that two halachas are now. So what he's defining in halacha is the definition of a samach. The definition of a samach is a samach b'samach. Why is that important? Because b'samach is not just part of the procedure of getting smicha. It's part of what a samach is. It's a samach b'samach. You don't think it's a samach. That's not a, the mahus of a samach is that you're b'samach. That you're going back. Punkt. Yeshua was not a samach b'samach. That's exactly the point. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the samach in the classic sense. But, okay, that's exactly the point. He got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. He needs to be a samach, be a samach. Everyone else, who's shtelling two backs, who's connected to that, has to be a samach, be a samach. Now, why does the Rambam then go on to talk about the Shivim Zakenim? So I'll just, to Moses a little bit, Perhaps he's bringing the Shivim Zakenim in to explain a little, to elaborate this point a little bit more. The Chayla Shivim Zakenim, again, Moshe Rabbeinu, Smacham Visharas Elayim Shechina. Okay, that's nice. Why is that important? Says Halacha. He could have left out the words Visharas Elayim Shechina. And whether it went to the Chor, whether it changed anything. Teretz is, Chora, that. That's part and parcel of the, again. That's part and parcel of that, at least that smicha process. The Deshar Slam Shechina was a totzah of smicha, and the initial, and maybe putting all together, maybe what the Rambam is saying is that how does that work? What do you mean? So Moshe appointed someone, and the day Moshe had this were necessary at the beginning and no longer necessary. So it's a little perhaps similar to Mashiach in that respect, but maybe not the same exactly. But that something happens. When Moshe appointed the Dayanim, it wasn't just that, according to this approach, it wasn't just that he made an appointment and now they are independently Dayanim. Now they have an authority. It's that something, there's some transformation occurs, some ruach, ruach kodesh, whatever they're called, occurs, which is why maybe you need the day of Moshe. Moshe even had that koach. Moshe had the koach through Yadayim to transfer this, to create this transformation in the samuch. This person's been transformed. Now, since he's a transformed person, he's a different kind of person, so he can, so the chiddush is that we can't always have that anymore, but he can give that over for the Dora Doris, connect back to that. If it was just an appointment, Ba'alma, so I have an appointment, you have an appointment, every appointment's independent, but if there's a certain koach, a certain ruach that was triggered through the process of smicha, the initial process. So now the chiddush is, I don't want to trigger the day Moshe. It can be continued, and the Rambam is definitely emphasizing that the smicha, the Shivim Zakenim, was included Shar Salayim Shechina. Where do you see in Vayismo Chesed of Love in this week's parasha that the smicha of Yeshua wasn't just a way of announcing an appointment like the Chesed Ben Ezra says, but also I'm not saying they wouldn't agree to this part. but also had certain transformative effects. The truth is a fair shepasuk, not in the Sukkot parasha. It's a fair shepasuk in the end of the Chumash. But the extent of that pasuk is striking if you look at some of the Rishonim. Pasuk says, the fourth to last pasuk in Chumash, V'Yeshua Benun Malei Ruach Chochma Ki Samach Moshe Asidav Alav V'Yishmu Alav B'nei Yisrael V'Yasuk Asher Tzivah Asam Moshe. Rashi in the sixth parasha alludes to it, but it's a fair pasuk that something happened. There was a Milui Ruach Chochma, whatever that means exactly, which came through Smicha. Now, let's take it a step further. What was the constitution of this Milui Ruach Chochma? So at least according to some Rishonim, it's the following. In Parashat Shoftim, so the pasuk talks about the all the yisurim of Kishuf and Ma'onein, Menachesh, Mechashef, Dorosh Lameisim, rather Tamzi Hashem Elokecha, and the pasuk says, you don't get ma'onim mekosim, rather you, Klai Yisrael, get a navi. A navi, interesting lashon, mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem alakecha. So a navi like me, Hashem will point to you. So what does that mean? That just means you'll have naviim. So the Ben Ezra and the Chizkuni both say the same thing. They both say navi mikir b'cha is a reference to Yeshua. This pasuk is a specific reference to Yeshua. Okay. Yakim l'cha Hashem alakecha, eilav tishma'un, and you have a chiv to listen to him, b'toras navi. That's what pasuk is saying. Zok de ben Ezra. Where do we... Ukvikasu v'yishmu lav b'nei Yisrael. Says ben Ezra, lamed dalates, look in Zos HaBracha, where the pasuk says, v'yishu b'nei Yisrael v'chokma kismach v'shadav lav v'yishmu lav b'nei Yisrael v'yasu. Says ben Ezra, and the Chizkuni both, v'yishmu lav b'nei Yisrael, in that pasuk, at the end of Zos HaBracha, is a fulfillment of Eilav Tishmon in Parsha Shoftim. Meaning to say that Vayishu of Bnei Yisrael b'toras Navi. So Yeshua ben Amalei, so then Pshuto, what comes out from this pasuk, is Yeshua ben Amalei Ruach Chachma Kismach Moshe Zedav Alav, is this Ruach Chachma, we have time to talk about that, the connection between Ruach Chachma and Nevuah, which is interesting, but this Ruach Chachma expressed itself, at least one of the expressions of it was in his Nevuah, and it derived from the Smicha. Vayishmu Lav Bnei Yisrael, b'toras Navi. Yaakov Kanetsky points out on this pasuk that he thinks l'chayra, I think that's all true. I just said that you see from here that the smicha and this week's parasha gave Yeshua the status of nevuah, gave him the koach of nevuah. The smicha in this week's parasha, which means now not that nevuah is the same as smicha dayonus, obviously, and lo bashmaim you can't pass him the nevuah, but the transformation of having a ruach chachma, which isn't just wisdom now, it's a whole transformation of the ability of Ruach HaKodesh came from this smicha. Yaakov wants to say he thinks that the Rambam learns that way, because the Rambam sharp is the Rambam in Hilchos Sodei HaTorah, very in Hilchos Sodei HaTorah, where the Rambam is talking about Nevi'im, and he says Navi Sheilo Navi Acher Per Gyor Halacha Last Halacha. Navi Shevel or Navi Acher Shehu Navi Areze Cheskas Navi. In general, Ram goes on to say, how do you know someone's a Navi? So he has to show he's a Navi different ways. So Ram says, but if another Navi says he's a Navi, you presume he's a Navi. Share Moshe Rabbeinu Heil Yoshua Ve'Eminu Bo Kol Yisrael Kodem Shas Oth V'Chein Adoros. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was made about Yeshua's Nevuah, and all the Jews trusted him. Fushay, we're saying Chumash Moshe Rabbeinu was made Yeshua's Nevuah, and all the Jews trusted him. So Yaakov says that's the Ben Ezra. The Navi Mikir B'cha Mechel Kamen Akim L'cha Hashem L'cha Echel L'cha Shemon is a reference to Yeshua and Vayishmu L'v'nei Yisrael. So anyway, side point, but that's the he thinks that Rambam bred that Pesuk exactly the Ben Ezra does. Yeah.
The uncle over here says Yeshua is Isha Sheruach Bo. He says Isha Sheruach Ruach Nevuah Bo.
Oh, so you're saying it sounds like the Ruach Nevuah was pre-existent. Okay, good. So it sounds this way. I hear. Good. So anyway, Another just point. Oh, I didn't bring it here, but I'll say it outside. Just to show the transformative effect of this smicha. In Bamidbar Rabbah, so on the pasuk of one of the tzukim, maybe it's on Nasata Mehod Chalav, one of the tzukim in Parash Minchas. So the Medrash Rabbah says Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to a nair. Moshe is compared to Nasata. I think it's Nasata Mehod Chalav. It's compared to a nair that just like a nair spreads its flame and doesn't lose anything itself. So too, that's what happened Moshe Rabbeinu in his smicha of Yoshua. So Rashi doesn't quote that, but in Parash Baloscha, he quotes a sifrei that says exactly the same thing, and Vayotzal Min Aruach. Right, Rashi says over there. After this. Find the Rashi in a second. Rashi says, "Oh, here, on the Samti Alehem happens again." The Rati with the Barati Mechal Shem Vatzaltim and Ruach Hashem Alechav Zdi Alehem Lama Moshe Dom BaOsa Shal Laner Shemunach Gabim Noah Vakoma Likim and Avinor Chaser Klum. So that's the Sifrei, but the Medrash Rabbah on this week's parasha says the same thing with the Smicha of Yeshua. So it seems to be a parallel process, and there it's clear that there was a transformation; they became Neviim. So Vatzaltim and Ruach. And the Rambam says that was the smicha process there, which apparently that involved Rambam says Sharos Ruach HaKodesh. So put everything together, there's probably something similar, at least according to these makaros, there may have been something similar with the smicha of Yoshua Ben Nun. Again, and perhaps Rambam is mentioning that because he's trying to emphasize how smicha gets started, because the first step of smicha was fundamentally different, and that's why you need, according to putting together the information, that's why you need the Yidei Moshe originally. The Moshe had that koach. And Tziv writes, on this week's parasha, the Tzim talks about the smichas yadayim. So the Tziv says that smichas yadayim indicates is a way of giving over siyat d'shmaya. Tziv writes that v'samachtos yadcha olav shetehelo siyat d'shmaya l'chavin ha'emes v'das yishar. Apparently, the smichas yadayim helped give him Siyat Deshmaya. He doesn't talk about Ruach Kodesh, he talks about Siyat Deshmaya. V'zeu ke'ein to'elas ha-smicha lahora she'mo'il l'Siyat Deshmaya. So the concept of smicha of Siyat Deshmaya, and he refers to those in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, he refers to the Tosfos in Ksuvas, the Gemara in Ksuvas, Daf Samach, where that's a different halacha, that's talking about more halacha of Nei Rabo, but you see in that Gemara that you need Siyat Deshmaya to get the Psaq right. Since Siyat Deshmaya is Psaq right, so that's what smicha does, and that's the Samach Yodav, was to give him Siyat Deshmaya. So that's again. Okay, that's one malach in this whole process of the original smichas yadayim. I will add to this, and then maybe just I'm not going to get to all the things that you could talk about over here. Well, a few more points. Number one, he asks a kasha. Kasha is the briskov and chumash asks kasha, which is and he blives really by the tzarachin. Doesn't have a guitar, it's a kasha. The Rambam talks about the smicha of Moshe to Yeshua. The Rambam talks about the smicha of Shem Zekenim. Now, these were not the first dayanim Moshe Rabbeinu appointed. In Parashat Yisro, Moshe Rabbeinu appoints all sorts of dayanim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns halachas from those, Dinei Sanhedrin, from those dayanim. This prescribes in Parashat Yisro. The Gemara talks about find the pasuk. Does I know? Yeah, Medavar Gadol, for instance. The Gemara talks about Amar of Adam Barava. Milo of the call Davar Gavilecha Dvar of Shal Gadol. The halacha that you have to go to Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Gadol for Dvar of Shal Gadol. So that's learned from the pasuk in Parshas Shmos in Parshas Yisro. Called the review Elecha. The motion is Makom Ayin Aleph. But other halachos. So you see, they appointed dayanim. So how don't we see that they are the bechor de atzmicha? So bechor de atzmicha before. So the atzmicha before. So why is Rambam not mentioning? Like why are they omitted from the Rambam? So So he has a possible mahalach that maybe didn't really have a din by an aleph because all Moshe ran a din by an aleph, and the smicha therefore wasn't to have a din by an aleph. In the end, he says for Torah Chiyun. So I just possible approach, not pashut, not but the possible approach is at least starting with what we said. Then that number one, it could be that there's no evidence from any of the process in Parashat Shemot that there was any kind of smicha zilayim or atzal menaruach, any of that the Rambam describes here. We don't find. So it could be the feed the Rambam, the Taka didn't have it, they weren't musmachim in the class in the sense of smicha, or at least the sense of smicha that works l'doros, l'chol bachos. They didn't have the this kolach smicha. If they weren't musmachim, I but had been smuchim, no? Because all the parashat Mishpatim talk to Elohim. Elohim, all the smicha learned from Elohim. That's in parashat Mishpatim. Right? So who was he talking about? So it's a good kasha, but at least this might be mocha for the Bichidish Gol of the Mabit. The Mabit has a big chiddush, where the Mabit says that really, 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 you don't need Tzibuchim to judge in your Knessos. You just need Elohim. You just need the biggest, you need Mumchim. Kol's man, they're Smuchim, you need Smuchim, because they're the Mumchim. But Be'etzim, Torah says Smuchim, that's Elohim. What does Elohim mean? Rashi says Lashon Sarar, Rabbanus, it means Mumchim, it means Mumchim. So he talks about, he it's Midi Rabban, I forgot how he says it exactly, I don't have to double check the Mabit, but Mabit says this chiddush. That be'etzem, when there's no smuchim, certain things can be judged. I think that's what he's trying to explain to Shichusayu. That basically, midaraisa, you don't need smuchim when you don't have smuchim. So this might be a makar for the Mabit. And you could say this without going as far as the Mabit, theoretically. One could say, the Torah says Elohim. Elohim, as Rashi says in Sanhedrin, is Lashon Svar of Rabbanus. Okay. So, who were the Svar of Rabbanus? The Dayanim point Moshe Rabbeinu. They were given authority. Once smicha started, so then Elohim has to be smuch. You talk in just about bits after the smicha ceased. Maybe there was a period of time where there was Elohim before smicha started. Chiddush, but that perhaps that's true. That would be mocha from that bit, and you could even then say that without going as far as my bit, because you could say, "Kol that was before smicha started. Once smicha started, then that's permanently the definition of Elohim. It doesn't change. The bit's chiddush goes even further than that. But if you think from the Rambam, the mashmos the Rambam is that there were no smuchim before. So again, the Rishkov doesn't want to say that. He thinks it must have been smuchim before, and he is not really sure whether I'm going to leave them out. But if you think that there were no real smuchim before, so then that would be a source of mabit. Or you could say maybe there was a din smuchim, but this din smuchim that can go to be transferred to doros, which stems from this koach of sharsom ruach hakodesh or the like of smichas de Moshe, that we don't find in Malkum, and that taka they didn't have. Maybe that's what the Rambam is not mentioning. They had smuchim then, but they didn't have a smuchim that was transferable. Perhaps that could be the pshat also. Okay, just to go back to the what you want to talk about? We raised the question earlier. Let me just to summarize what exactly happens to Yeshua here in this parasha. So we spoke about how, in context of the Pesukim, it seems like Yeshua was being appointed to be leader of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam, based on the Gemara, maybe based on another Makar, which I have time to get into now. The Rambam says this is the makkah for Moshe Yeshua being appointed to be to get smicha, smicha dayanus. That's clear. Why wouldn't we interpret it the way the Chizkun just interpreted? Is there any indication of Pesukim not to interpret it, or the way the Chizkun interpreted it, the whole thing is about smicha for minoy? And to add to the kasha, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says, the Rambam Hilchos Malachim Parak Aleph, I think, says that Yeshua had in Melech. It's come out of Beferish Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel Beis. Rashi learns that way. Yeshua did Melech, and Yeshua was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu as a Melech. But he said Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezen Shem Be'echad appointed Yeshua as a Melech. Which raises another question which I may have time to get into, but it's a question that's worth raising and that Chronim raised, which is, how many people actually did do this smicha? Because the Gemara, as we just said, implies that simply in the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu did it by himself. Certainly, they didn't do it with Ayin Aleph. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu Mokam Ayin Aleph Koy you can talk about. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says that you need a melech with a bezin shel shim v'zkein ve'al pinavi ki Yoshua sheminu Moshe Rabbeinu ubeis dino. So it sounds like there was bezin shel Ayin Aleph. Now, what presumably this minui took place here? Doesn't sound like it took place in Kisavo. It sounds like he means it took place here. So if it took place here, then number one, did it happen with which? So was there an aleph here? Or wasn't there an aleph here? And number two is, so how weird? Why wouldn't you interpret this whole parasha? This parasha is a parasha mini melech. This parasha mini melech had also get the parasha smichas again. So different possible halachim. I'm not going to talk about this, but I just know that the Netziv, I think, is reading the Pesukim. He doesn't say this explicitly, but I think the Netziv is reading this Pesukim, that two separate things are going on here, and perhaps that can answer also the Ha'ar about the Ayin Aleph. Because the Pasuk there says, which in Siv explained was Shad Deshmaya for Hora. So what is this Hamada Lifnei Elzara Kwen Vlnei Kol Ha'ida? Says in the Tziv, Hamada Zohi Lisrorus Aleim. Hamada was to demonstrate, okay, here's your leader. And he says, but Lifnei, because to try to show that Sroro is really Avdus, and then that's why that's sort of like he's presenting the Melech as like in front of them, now they're coming to him. Okay, but the Hamada is a demonstration of Sroros. And he learns that Siviso Solenihem is a reference to the instructions about leading the people. V'nasatam me'odachal, Allah says in the Tziv, shehei nikar shatam manigo sol l'rosh. So I think it's very plausible to read the Pesukim that two separate things. There was smicha, and the Tziv makes this point. There's smicha and there's hamada, and Moshe flips the order and talks about that. But, so the smicha may have been smicha's kingdom. There's no, he's not, again, not like the Chizkuni. The smicha wasn't part of the minui for Malchus or minui for Sroth. Smicha was smicha zakenim. You need smicha for Hamadas Melech. For Hamadas Melech, you need for Hamatos and Elzara Kohen to declare him as the Melech. And there, interesting. Vamatos and Elzara Kohen vilfnei kol ha'eda. Who's the Eda? So it doesn't Rashi say here, but two psukim later, he says, V'chol ben Yisrael tol v'chol ha'eda, the word Eda refers to Sanhedrin, the Gemara Numa there says. So period. So Dan Shayach, was done privately, or at least there's no din that says it has to be between anybody. Privately, between Shlosha, we can talk about that, but not there's no mention of Ayin Aleph. But the next pasuk, which is the Hamadas Melech, that taka was done between Gan's Kaisra and specifically Kol Eda, which references Sanhedrin. So two things that happened in this parasha: there was Hamadas Melech, which was between Ayin Aleph. And there was a smicha where there's no mention that had to be bifnei ayin aleph. It wasn't. It wasn't. But there was no. It wasn't a bidin. There was no din had to be bifnei ayin aleph. I'll add one more point. The nevuah part, I guess I'll leave. But one part I think is another deek in what happens here in this parasha. The Rambam. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu. It's another verb here. The pasuk says that Vamat. Again, Samachtos lechol lav. Vamatos lomnei ozor v'nei kol adav. V'tziviso solenim. What does v'tziviso solenim mean? Says Rashi. Says, give him instructions. Dash et rachonim him sarvonim al menashe itzkabel lav. Could be that this is a lashon. This lashon. This phrase. Tziviso solenim. And the pasuk at the end. Vayitzaveyu, which Moshe Rabbeinu is makayim this v'tziviso so. Is what the Ram is referring to in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah. Ram's Akdama to Mishnah Torah talks about something else entirely. He's talking about Yeshua as the Baal Masorah. This is not Dionysus. It's not a Sanhedrin acting as a party of adjudication. It's not Malchus at all. It's yet another thing. It's not Nevuah, which we also spoke about. That this makes we have. So we now have actually three things so far. We have, according to the Ibn Ezra, including maybe the Rambam, this is the marker for Yeshua's Nevuah. This is the marker for Yeshua's Smicha for as Koach HaDayonis. And also, this is the marker for Yeshua being a Melech. But might be another thing. Yeshua was Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Umsar LeYeshua. Yeshua was the next step stage in the transmission of the Mesor of Torah Shel Baal Peh. The Lashon Rambam in Zagdam in Mishnah Torah, where he describes this, he says, "Avo bishal nichtav Torah shel apet limda Moshe ben Kulam bebezin shel shivim zakenim ve'alazir Pinchas v'Yeshua shloshan kibli Moshe." Okay, there's a lot of you who are not now. "V'Yeshua shu talmido shel Moshe Rabbeinu masar Torah shel apet peh vitzivahu aleha." Where does that phrase come from? Tzivola. Sounds like, I'm not sure, but it sounds like it's coming from Tzaveu. Right? Where do you see the Ram is very Meduyuk? Where do we find the Moshe Tzivahu Olav? Right over here. I think the Makor students think that way also. I'm not sure. He said, look at the Sifrei and Pinchas. I think that's what he's referring to. In which case, he has another role of Yeshua that's being cemented over here, and that is the transmitter of Mesoros El Shabbat through Moshe Rabbeinu. That he's being appointed, and that fits, Agav, with his getting smicha, because although the Mesorah, if you look around, the change in Mesorah, the later people in that chain don't have smicha, but Yoshua is the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim talks about the Sanhedrin of God was being the Mutar Shvapeh. And in order to be in Sanhedrin, you have to have Bia Samuch. So Yeshua is essentially, and Yeshua is the head of the Sanhedrin. Yeshua is then to be appointed the head of the Sanhedrin, the leader of the body that defines Torah Shalabah. So for Sheitzach, he needs smicha for that too. So it fits in the context. Again, smicha is also Mane, the Mamuna, as the one who is the transmitter of the Torah Shalabah. And in that respect, you should note that it sounds like Torah Shalabah had to go through Yoshua ben Nun. And this, I'll make two points. So close, another, that the Rambam there in the Sagama says that Elazar, Pinchas, and Yeshua were all Makabel from Moshe. U Yeshua, Shu Talmido Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shabbat, that's what Lashna Mishnah, Masar, he's the only one that says Masar, Vitzivo Alel, and Zakanim Rabbam Kibbali Yeshua. And then later talks about Eli got from Zakanim and from Pinchas. Now Pinchas, it said, was Makabel from Moshe. Right? So theoretically, that means you could, there's a track that skips Yeshua, right? Because like Eli, who's going to teach Shmuel, next step of the Masorah, Shmuel gets from Eli. Eli gets from Zakenim, who may have gotten, and for Pinchas, Pinchas gets from Moshe, right? So you can skip Yeshua. Look at the Ram at the end. The Ram gives you the 40 steps from Moshe to Ravashi, the quickest route from Moshe to Ravashi, 40 generations. And the Ram at the end starts with Ravashi, goes backwards, Ravashi mi Rava, mi Rabbi, goes all the way through. And at the end he says, Mi David, Mi Shmuel, Mi Eli, Mi Pinchas, Mi Yoshua, Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's beferish that Pinchas had to get from Yoshua, even though the Ram says that Pinchas from the Kal from Moshe. So vice dice, the chain of Torah, whatever, why the Ram felt was important to mention the Kal from Moshe is a good question. We'll work on that. But the chain of Mesorah ultimately has to go through Yoshua.
It says in the
halacha. Yeah, so we're in that the halacha I just read. Which?
You just read that
Dhamma, no? Yeah, which halachas?
The halacha in by smicha, he said.
Right, so by smicha, I think that's probably says by smicha also. Because by smicha, no, it's he's sort of slipping it in, because by smicha, you're correct, Yechiel. By smicha, he says the others of Canaan gave smicha, so it sounds like you don't have to see Yoshua, because that's going to be before Yoshua. But then he says, Nimtzu asmuchim ish mish ad beisino shel Yoshua ad beisino shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's that there for? You don't need to go. So it seems like, could be he's throwing that in because of the other aspect of Sanhedrin, that Sanhedrin, Betoras, the chain of the arbiters of Torah Shalpan, and then transmission of the Mesorah, that has to go through Yeshua. Even though to be a Samuch Begavra, right, doesn't seem to have to go through Yeshua, to get Smicha, to be a Samuch, but still, there is some, has to be some connection to Bezil Yeshua, but it requires a little Hezber, because it's still a little unclear, because he started by just saying they can get the other Smuchim, who are not from Yeshua, clearly, but they somehow still have to go back to Bezil Yeshua. But maybe that's, but he definitely sounds like everyone has to go through Bezil Yeshua for something. That's, yeah, I agree.
Doesn't mean they have to go through Yeshua himself, or
were part of Bezil Yeshua. Maybe they were Nitzfal to Bezil, maybe that's the Pshat, they become Nitzfal to Bezil Yeshua, and therefore they become part of Yeshua's. Yeah, that could be also. Could be. Okay. Let's talk briefly about already in Bein HaMetzarim. So just talk a few minutes. What maybe a short ha'ara and then to elaborate things I think I've spoken about before. There's always a mitzvah to be mitzape Yeshua, and Bein HaMetzarim is the time when we focus most significantly and most dramatically on the Churban, and you'd expect, therefore, that there's a time when we're most focused on Tzipia Yeshua. So when we're looking forward to something, we want something, so what's the way Jews are supposed to react to something? We need something, we want something, you daven, tefillah. That if we want to express the fact that we want Mashiach now, we want to express the fact that we want the Beis HaMikdash, we want Yerushalayim, so we should daven for it. And we do daven for it. I daven for every day. It's true. We daven for it. But what's striking is that that's not the focus of the Bein HaMetzarim, and specifically the focus on Tisha B'Av, is not tefillah at all. In fact, on Tisha B'Av, we're memayed in tefillah, in a certain sense. We don't say kash deskabel. And the reason is based on the pasuk of sasan tefillasi. It's an Eicha, but no, it's not an Eicha, actually. Not an Eicha, I'm sorry. This is an Eicha, I'm sorry. This is an Eicha. My mistake. Gam ki yizak v'ashevei asasam tilasi in the third paragraph of Eicha. Now, it's interesting. So, it's striking. So, what do? We have avelus. This is man for avelus. Tisha B'Av is compared to avelus, avelus Yishana. Avelus, it's in a certain sense bizarre. Because avelus, when do we have avelus? We have avelus when it's something is forfallen. In other words, someone, Rachman al-Salam, loses a relative. So they have avelus. The relative is not coming back. So they miss Abel on the loss. That's not coming back. So the proper reaction is avelus, mourning. Based on Meis, you'd expect the reaction should be Yom Kippur. Should be like Yom Kippur. We should have a day of tefillos and tzichos, and we should focus on more on tefillos and tefillos and tefillos. Not avelus. Avelus is like, ugh, we lost it already. Too late. Right? Obviously, it's not too late. But it's interesting that the focus of the avoda of this time is focus on avelus, not a focus on tefillah, which you'd expect, perhaps, when thinking about a time when we're something we're yearning for. So l'chora could be simple pshat, and that is the sasam tefillasi. Where's the Gemara quote that pasuk? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the context of the minhag of not saying kadosh tiskavel, but the Gemara says in Bamitzi, also in Brachos, Amar Blazer Miyom Shnecher Beis Hamigdash Ninu L'Sharei Tefila. Shnemar Gam Ki Yizak Vashay Asasim Tefilasi. V'Alfi Sharei Tefila Ninu Sharei Demaus Lo Ninu. Says the Gemara that one consequence of Chor Beis Hamigdash was that Sharei Tefila are blocked. That it's not just Tisha B'Av, it all the time. We can try. And obviously our tefillahs have some impact. But the Shari tefillah, which are the gates of tefillah, that the tefillahs can be really powerful, they're not there. What do we have? Shari demos. If you look in the context of this Gemara, Shari demos, I don't think only means tefillah with demos. There's something to that, but it's demos, period. The Gemara talks about how a person has to be very careful to treat his wife properly, because demos and metzuyah, and then the next line of the Gemara is, this Gemara Shari Demos Lo Ninu. I don't think the expression that the wife is going to cry to Hashem to get rid of this crazy husband. I think the point is that she's just in pain. That when Dima out of a sense of pain, so Kadosh Baruch Hu treasures that. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is aroused by the Demos of Klal Yisrael. We'll talk about that. But the Shmalkim Mitzak Asam in Mitzrayim. So if you look in the Psukim don't say they davened, but in the Haggadah we refer to it as a tefillah. The Targum says Kvelton, they just screamed out. But we refer to it, and it connects to Kisavo. In the Haggadah we connect it to the Shmalkim Mitzak Asam to a tefillah. The Kosh Baruch Hu, the Samishon learned Machlokas. I read in the Psukim that the Kosh Baruch Hu viewed the accepted the screams as if they were tefillahs. They weren't tefillahs at all. They were just screams out of pain. So when there's pain in Klai, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizyaches to me. So it could be on Tisha B'Av, with Dafka trying to emphasize, fakert, part of the hakara of Churban is to realize that we can't daven. That's the point. The point is we're not davening because that's part of that we don't really have the kochos to daven now. What we do have the kochos to do is cry. That's exactly what we have the kochos to do. And part of the, and maybe that's part of the avelus, part of what we're crying about is that we can't daven. And it's the way to get up to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, please help us get the Beis HaMikdash back. Say, yeah, but because we caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't listen to your tefillos. Hagufa. So you can ask to get the Beis HaMikdash back, but to get rid of this Churban, but this Churban Gufa was present with what caused us not to be able to daven. So we have to have a hakar that we can't daven. And maybe that's part of the avelus. And what that reflects is, I think we've tried to discuss before, it's something that it's always hard to focus on Churban Beis HaMikdash, on a day-to-day life. We don't really feel, we're not in the Golos that we feel the Churban the same way Jews sometimes did in the past. It's how we relate to the Churban. So, I'm not talking about Ech Madregas of Tzara Shechina and Shechina Bekalus. Okay, that's a Madrega. But just for regular people. So I know Rosh Weiss spoke last year, he spoke many times about the Medrash Eicha, about the Shechen Deshor Gamliel, about how individual tzaros are a consequence of Churban, because what Churban really is has to upon him. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's withdrawal, Kaviyachol, from his interaction with, from expressing his goodness in this world, and that leads to tragedies, leads to tzaros. But in a broader sense, that's what this is. Why is it, what does it mean, Shari Tefillah? What's Tefillah? Tefillah is being Omer Zayin Hashem. Tefillah is the ability to have a discourse with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a relationship. Shari Tefillah Ninalu means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, knock on the door, not home. Ki ilu, Kaviyachol. I don't want to see you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's all Hester upon him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is withdrawing from his interaction with this world. And we live in, and that's not hard to see. We live in a world, forget Tzaris, we live in a world where Hester Panim is, if you stop and think about it, Hester Panim is rampant. I remember once hearing a recording of a shir from Yaakov Weinberg, that's all. And he was talking about the Churban, and he spoke about how the fact that we have such lack of clarity as to what the Torah perspective on life is a direct consequence of Churban. Because when we live in a world where there is Hashras Hashim, where there's Gili Panim, so we'd understand what's right and what's, so we have to, there wouldn't be challenges. You know, there were Yetzaharas, there were challenges. But the clarity of what Kosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ashem Shaul Meimach, we used to have Nevi'im who told us that. And we didn't have Nevi'im, it was more clear as the world goes on and on and goes on and on, we live in a world where what the world perceives as good and right and proper is more and more bizarre, and it's the same yisod as why we can't daven. It's why we don't shower tefillah. It's so that there's Hester upon him, and for a Jew who at least has a she'ifa to try to do the right thing and to try to live a life in accordance with us and Hashem. It should be at least painful for us that we live in a world where that's so hard and where there's so much against that. That's Churban. That's the Churban. That's the fun of Churban. That's also Tzilasi. That's why we have to. And our reaction can't just be just a daven, because we have to realize that's part of it. Our davening is not going to do it. We have to feel tzar. If we feel tzar, then Be'ez Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will have our chamonos on us and be maybe gula b'karach.